November 1st, 1905. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. November 1st, 1905. Brother and Sister Burden. I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice that He has brought Loma Linda to our notice that we might obtain it. I thank the Lord that He has sent you to help me carry out in determined effort that which He designed should be a great blessing to us. Redlands will be a center, and so also will Loma Linda. A school will be established as soon as possible, and the Lord will open the way. I could not but think, as I read the notice of the people flocking into Los Angeles, if Loma Linda had not been sold to us, there would now be a ready sale for it. With all the buildings in connection with the main building, we have large advantages. If we will walk humbly with God and do according to that which He has prospered us, we will have Christ as our friend and helper. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. These are the terms of our discipleship. Will we comply with them? Christ was the Prince of Heaven, but He made an infinite sacrifice and came to a world all marred with the curse brought upon it by the fallen foe. He lays hold of the fallen race. He invites us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." The offer is ours, and every advantage is ours, if we will accept the terms. I am trying to do this most earnestly. We can be an example to others by our cheerful obedience to the will of God. Let us comply with the conditions, and in complying, we shall find the rest we crave. In regard to the proposition made by Brother Holden, I look at the matter as you do. We cannot afford to start out on the high wage plan. This was the misfortune of the people in Battle Creek, and I have something to say on this point. We have before us a large field of missionary work. We are to be sure to heed the requirements of Christ, who made Himself a donation to our world. Nothing that we can possibly do should be left undone. There is to be neatness and order, and everything possible is to be done to show thoroughness in every line. But when it comes to paying $25 a week and giving a large percentage on the surgical work done, light was given me in Australia that this could never be, because our record is at stake. The matter was presented to me that many sanitariums would have to be established in Southern California, for there would be a great inflowing of people there. Many would seek that climate. We must stand in the counsel of God, every one of us prepared to follow the example of Jesus Christ. We cannot consent to pay extravagant wages. God requires of His under-physicians a compliance with the invitation, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." We see so much help to be given to our ministers laboring in the gospel in every country where messengers are sent. In every place there needs to be a school, and in very many places a sanitarium. In Jesus Christ is our help and our sufficiency to carry the work forward intelligently. God has looked upon the great display made by some who have labored in New York, but He does not harmonize with that way of preaching the gospel. The solemn message becomes mingled with a large amount of chaff, which makes upon minds and impressions that is not in harmony with our work. The good news of saving grace is to be carried to every place. The warning must be given to the world, but economy must be practiced if we move in the spirit of which Christ has given us an example in his life service. He would have nothing of such outlay to represent health reform in any place. The gospel is associated with light and life. If there were no sunlight, all vegetation would perish, and human life could not exist. All animal life would die. We are all to consider that there is to be no extravagance in any line. We must be satisfied with pure, simple food, prepared in a simple manner. This should be the diet of high and low. Adulterated substances are to be avoided. We are preparing for the future, immortal life in the kingdom of heaven. We expect to do our work in the light and in the power of the great, mighty healer. All are to act the self-sacrificing part. Every one of us is to learn of Christ. "Learn of me," he says, "for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." All the great displays that have been made in the medical missionary work, or in buildings, or in dress, or in any line of adornment, are contrary to the will of God. Our work is to be carefully studied and is to be in accordance with our Savior's plan. He might have had armies of angels to display his true princely character, but he laid all that aside and came to our world in the garb of humanity, to suffer with humanity all the temptations wherewith man is tempted. He was tempted in all points as human beings are tempted, that he might reveal that it is possible for us to be victorious overcomers, one with Christ, as Christ is one with the Father. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. God calls upon Seventh-day Adventists to reveal to the world that we are preparing for those mansions that Christ has gone to prepare for those who will purify their souls by obeying the truth as it is in Jesus. Let every soul who will come after Christ deny himself and take up his cross and follow him. Thus saith the great teacher. Love to all the family. Ellen G. White, The Loma Linda Sanitarium. I wish to present before our people the blessings that the Lord has placed within our reach by enabling us to obtain possession of the beautiful sanitarium property known as Loma Linda. This property lies 60 miles east of Los Angeles, on the main line of the Southern Pacific Railway. Its name, Loma Linda, Beautiful Hill, describes the place. Of the 76 acres comprised in the property, about 35 form a beautiful hill, which rises 125 feet above the valley. Upon this hill, the sanitarium building is situated. The main building is a well-planned structure of 64 rooms, having 3 stories and a basement. It is completely furnished, heated by steam, and lighted by electricity. It is surrounded by large pepper trees and other shade trees. About 10 rods away, and on the highest part of the hill, there is a group of 5 cottages. The central cottage has 9 beautiful living rooms and 2 bathrooms. In the basement is a heating plant for the 5 cottages. Prettily grouped around this larger cottage are 4 smaller ones, having 4 rooms each, with bath and toilet. An interesting feature of 3 of these cottages is that each room has its veranda, with broad windows running to the floor, so that the beds can be wheeled right out onto the veranda, and the patients can sleep in the open air. Between these cottages and the main building, there is a recreation building, which can be used as a gymnasium and for classrooms and meetings. In all, there are 90 rooms. The buildings are furnished throughout and are ready for use. There is a post office in the main building, and most of the trains stop at the railway station, about 40 rods from the sanitarium. The 76 acres of hill and valley land is well cultivated and will furnish much fruit and many vegetables for the institution. 15 acres of the valley land is in alfalfa hay. 8 acres of the hill are in apricots, plums, and almonds. 10 acres are in good-bearing orange orchard. Many acres of land round the cottages and the main building are laid out in lawns, drives, and walks. There are horses and carriages, cows and poultry, farming implements and wagons. The buildings and grounds are abundantly supplied with excellent water. This property is now in our possession. It cost the company from whom we purchased it about $140,000. They erected the buildings and ran the place for a time as a sanitarium. Then they tried to operate it as a tourist hotel. But this plan did not succeed, and they decided to sell. It was closed last April, and as the stockholders became more anxious to sell, it was offered to us for $40,000, and for this amount, our brethren have purchased it. We must now secure money with which to complete the payments. $10,000 have already been paid. $10,000 more must be paid in September and December, and the remaining $20,000 at the end of 2 years. Until our recent visit, I had never before seen such a place as this with my natural eyes. But 4 years ago, just such a place was presented before me as one of those that would come into our possession if we moved wisely. It is a wonderful place in which to work for the sick, and in which to begin our work for Redlands and Riverside. We must make decided efforts to secure helpers who will do most faithful medical missionary work. If Christ will bless the treatment given and let His healing power be felt, a great work will be accomplished. We shall need to secure competent physicians and nurses, men and women who are true and faithful, and who can be relied on. Men and women who live in constant dependence upon the great healer. Men and women who humble their hearts before God and believe His word, keeping their eyes fixed on their leader and counselor, the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how I long to see the sick and suffering coming to this institution. It is one of the most perfect places for a sanitarium that I have ever seen. And I thank our Heavenly Father for giving us such a place. It is provided with almost everything necessary for sanitarium work, and it is the very place in which sanitarium work can be carried forward on right lines by faithful physicians and managers. The buildings are all ready, and work must be begun in them as soon as we can secure the necessary physicians and nurses. I am anxious to see the work started. For some time I have been looking for just such a place as this, with good buildings, all ready for occupancy, surrounded by shade trees and orchards. When I saw Loma Linda, I said, "Thank the Lord. This is the very place we have been hoping to find." The character of the buildings, the terraced hill, covered by graceful pepper trees, the profusion of flowers and shrubs, the tall shade trees, and the orchards and fields, all combine to make this place meet fully the descriptions that I have given in the past of the place presented to me as the most perfect for sanitarium work. Everything at Loma Linda is fresh and wholesome and attractive. The patients could live out of doors a large part of the time. The land will serve as a school for the education of patients. By outdoor exercise and working in the soil, men and women will regain their health. Rational methods for the cure of disease will be used in a variety of ways. Drugs will be discarded. Out of the cities has been my constant advice, but it has taken years for our people to become aroused to an understanding of the situation. It has taken years for them to realize that the Lord would have them leave the cities and do their work in the quiet of the country, away from the turmoil and noise and confusion. We are thankful to God for Loma Linda. It is one of the best locations for sanitarium work that I have ever seen. At this place, the sick can be given every natural advantage for regaining health and strength. 40 years ago, the Lord began to give us instruction in regard to the establishment of sanitariums as one of His chosen ways for proclaiming the third angel's message. Men and women bring disease upon themselves by transgressing the laws of God. The laws of nature, as truly as the precepts of the Decalogue, are divine, and only in obedience to them can health be recovered or preserved. Many are suffering as the result of hurtful practices, who might be restored to health if they would do what they might for their own restoration. They need to be taught that every practice which destroys the physical, mental, or moral energies is sin, and that health is to be secured through obedience to the laws that God has established for the good of all mankind. Our sanitariums are to be schools in which people of all classes shall be taught the way of salvation. In them, the sick are to be taught to overcome the appetite for tea, coffee, flesh meat, tobacco, and intoxicating liquor of all kinds. In every one of our medical institutions, the sick and suffering are to be pointed to the Savior as their only hope. In the Christian life, there is strength and joy and courage. Turning away from the injurious fashions of this degenerate age brings peace of mind and the assurance of the love and friendship of the Heavenly Father. Receiving the Lord in simplicity places men and women where they know the meaning of the words, "As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God." Out of the cities is my message. Those who have had the light, but have neglected to follow the instruction that the Lord has given regarding the location of our health institutions and our schools, will one day see the folly of clinging to the cities. They will realize how kind the Lord was to point out the right way. Let your schools, the high and the lowly, be out of the cities. If you desire to live a heavenly life in this world, place yourselves in right relation to God. Let your aspirations be Christ-like. Christ lived much in contact with nature. God's missionaries are to form their lives after the divine similitude. They are to have a close connection with Christ. His life is to be their example. For the past 20 years, the Lord has been giving the message that plants are to be made in many places. He will greatly bless us as we endeavor to carry out His will. Out of the city into the country is the word that has been given, and this word is to be obeyed. Our sanitariums are to be established in the most healthful surroundings. We have tried to follow closely the Lord's directions in this matter, and He has let light shine on our pathway, as we have endeavored to establish sanitariums where sin-sick souls may be led to the great healer. God declared that we should find buildings suitable for our work, and that these buildings would be offered to us at a very low price. Has not our recent experience in Southern California proved this true? I could not but weep for joy as I saw how plainly the providence of God had been revealed in our selection of places for sanitarium work in San Diego, Los Angeles, and the Redlands and Riverside districts. Money is needed with which to establish the work in places outside of the cities, from which the cities can be worked. We must have means with which to meet the payments on Loma Linda. I ask our brethren who have means to awake to the responsibilities resting on them and to do what they can to help us. Those who have the Lord's money in trust should regard it as a privilege to give of their means to help to pay for a place so well adapted for sanitarium work. Gifts and loans at a low rate of interest will be gladly received. My brethren, it is the Lord's money that you are handling, and you cannot invest it better than by putting it into the Lord's work. Thus you will lay up treasure in heaven. I beseech you, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I have had much to write in regard to the shortness of time. Our work is soon to close, and we are now to place ourselves in working order in God's way. We are not to link ourselves up with those who are not wise to discern what is the will of God. We are to come out from among them and be separate. The end of all things is at hand, and the message of warning must be given. A spirit of anger is stirring the nations, and it will soon be too late to work for the Lord. Every conceivable deception will be brought in, and the enemy will work with masterly power. Stronger and stronger will be his efforts, until in heaven it is said, "It is finished." Ellen G. White, Glendale, Los Angeles County, California. Dr. Holden, Portland, Oregon. Dear Brother and Sister Holden, I have been disappointed and sorry that you did not feel that you could unite with us in our sanitarium work. If you knew how much we need you, I think you would change your mind. I know you have the ability to act a part in the work in more than one line of work. You can do good work as a teacher and as a surgeon. I ask you to come and help us here in Southern California. Sister Sarah Peck, who has been connected with my work for several years, has been telling me a little of your experience. We are sorry that you have been so disappointed. If you will come to Southern California, I can assure you that you will receive a hearty welcome. We are in great need of a thoroughly trained man to act as surgeon and teacher. Come, and we will treat you as the son of the Prince of Life, your wife as the daughter of the King, and your little one as the Lord's child. I will send you a booklet describing Loma Linda, the institution with which we wish you to connect. For sanitarium work, this place is in advance of any other place that I have yet seen. Dr. Abby Weiniger Simpson, with whom you were associated in Battle Creek, is here in the Glendale Sanitarium. I have been talking with her about our work at Loma Linda. She holds you and your wife in the highest esteem and is anxious that you should come to our help here in Southern California. We need the aid of your talents. We need the help that you can give as a physician and teacher. I highly esteem your wife's mother, Sister Harris. She was one of our best and truest friends. I think that Dr. Patience Bordeaux will come to Loma Linda to act as lady physician. I am told that she is an excellent physician. Brother and Sister Burden, my dear and faithful friends, will be connected with the institution. Brother Burden will be general manager. He is well qualified for the position. His wife will act as accountant. We hope to carry forward the work of the institution in accordance with the will of the Lord. Dr. Holden, I write you to come and see Loma Linda. It is a grand place for sanitarium work. It is the Lord's doing that this place has come into our possession, and we praise His holy name. We realize that we are highly favored in having been able to obtain possession of this property. We are greatly pleased with it. Right around the Loma Linda Sanitarium, there is a wide field for missionary effort. Redlands is only 5 miles from the institution, San Bernardino about the same distance, and Riverside a little farther away. These cities are all important places. Elder Simpson has done some work in Redlands and Riverside, and in each, a neat little meeting house has been erected. But the Lord has a larger work to be done in these places. In the future, I expect to spend a portion of my time at Loma Linda. By placing Loma Linda in our hands, the Lord has opened the way for us to work these places. We are to regard the district in which these towns are situated as our special field of missionary work. We are anxious to become known to the people living in these places, and especially to those whom we can help in spiritual and physical lines. Through the power of Jesus Christ our Lord, we may lift them out of suffering and bring them to health of body and soul. You know what joy there is in taking the weak and suffering by the hand and raising them up. You have rejoiced in this work in the past, and there is much for you to do in the future. It will bring you lasting joy and satisfaction. A great battle must be fought. Time is short. Let us keep step with Christ. Let us, by faith, clasp His hand and hold it fast. He will never repulse us. My brother, turn your mind away from your disappointment and believe that the Lord is leading you. Trust in the Lord God and let Him be your helper. Use your talents in advancing the most important interests. Let it be your one desire to please God and do His will. Then you will have courage in the Lord. We must all be determined to make a success of our life work, even though some have no appreciation of our efforts. If any man love God, the same is known of him. Then make the Lord Jesus your trust always. God sees our dangers and knows the weight of our burdens. He remembers that we are in need of His strength, and those who make Him their trust will be enabled to resist every temptation. We shall have enemies who will plot against us because they know not the value that God places on those whom He has chosen. But the Lord God knoweth them that are His. However misrepresented and misjudged these may be, if they walk humbly before Him, He will give them help in time of need. They may be compassed with discouragements, but he who knows what is the mind of the Spirit knows all who love him, and he will honor them. In the work in Southern California, we need men of earnest, determined faith and unshaken courage in the Lord. Our time to work is short, and we are to labor with unflagging zeal. I earnestly hope that you will decide to come to our assistance. Please consider this matter carefully, because we need your help. Please respond to this letter, addressing me at Sanitarium, Napa County, California. Ellen G. White. Sanitarium, Napa County, California. Dear Brother and Sister Haskell, I thank you for your letter telling me about your movements and plans. I think I have kept before you my expectation that you would spend a part of the winter in California. By unmistakable representations, the Lord has given evidence that a great work is to be done in Southern California. Elder Simpson has been holding tent meetings in Los Angeles with good results. Many souls have been converted to the truth. We thank the Lord that we have a good sanitarium at Paradise Valley, 7 miles from San Diego, a sanitarium at Glendale, 8 miles from Los Angeles, and a large and beautiful place at Loma Linda, 62 miles east from Los Angeles and close to Redlands, Riverside, and San Bernardino. The Loma Linda property is one of the most beautiful sanitarium sites I have ever seen. There has been expended on the place more than $150,000, and it was purchased by our people for $40,000. Of the 76 acres of land comprised in the property, about one half forms a hill which stands 125 feet above the valley. On this hill, the buildings are situated. Loma Linda is about 5 miles from Redlands, 5 miles from San Bernardino, 4 miles from Colton, and 9 miles from Riverside. Redlands and Riverside are places which the Lord has shown me should be thoroughly worked. Elder Simpson has done some evangelical work in these places, and in each of them a company of believers has been raised up and a meeting house built. But more work must be done there, and a work must be done in San Bernardino. I have wished that you and your wife could come to Loma Linda and carry on a work similar to that which you have done in other places. You could make your home at the sanitarium and drive back and forth to Redlands and Riverside and other surrounding places. The roads are level and well-oiled. By the securing of Loma Linda, the Lord has opened the way for a work to be done in the neighboring cities and towns. The securing of this property at such a price as we paid for it is a miracle that should open the eyes of our understanding. If such manifest workings of God do not give us a new experience, what will? If we cannot read the evidence that the time has come to work in the surrounding cities, what could be done to arouse us to action? That you should receive an invitation to go to Battle Creek and give Bible lessons to the nurses and medical students is not a surprise to me. I have been instructed that an effort would be made to obtain your names as teachers to the nurses at Battle Creek, so that the managers of the sanitarium can say to our people that Elder and Mrs. Haskell are to give a course of lessons to the Battle Creek Sanitarium nurses, and this as a means of decoying to Battle Creek those who would otherwise heed the cautions about going there for their education. I warn you against doing anything which would help those who are working directly contrary to the counsels of God to carry out any of their deceptive plans. I know you would not willingly place yourself in any such position, and I warn you because I know the men and the plans better than you do. If you should be drawn into such a plan, it would bring much perplexity upon me, and I should have another hard battle to fight. You must take no part in healing the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly. Should the word go forth that Elder and Mrs. Haskell were to take part in teaching the nurses in the Battle Creek Sanitarium, it would be my duty to send forth testimonies that I do not wish to be called upon to bear. Elder and Mrs. Farnsworth have been requested to spend some time in Battle Creek laboring for the church. I encouraged them to do so, and shall counsel them how to labor. It will be well for Elder Farnsworth and Elder Jones to stand shoulder to shoulder, preaching the word in the tabernacle for a time, and giving the trumpet a certain sound. There are in Battle Creek precious souls who need bracing up. Many will gladly hear and distinguish the note of warning. But Elder Farnsworth should not remain in Battle Creek long. I write these things to you because it is important that they should be understood. God would have men of talent who will not deviate from the principles of righteousness to stand in defense of the truth in the tabernacle at Battle Creek. One man should not be stationed in Battle Creek for long at a time. After he has faithfully proclaimed the truth for a time, he should leave to labor elsewhere, and someone else be appointed who will give the trumpet a certain sound. We should understand by experience, word for word, the message the Lord gave to Isaiah, and from this message there is to be no deviation. The Holy Spirit's meaning will be understood. This meaning is not to be changed a hair's breadth to harmonize with any new doctrine. We know that in the past the truth has been demonstrated by the Holy Spirit. Not one word of human devising is to be permitted to subvert minds or to add unto or to take from the message that God has given. There must be connected with our sanitariums in various places ample facilities for the training of workers, and great care should be taken in the selection of young people to connect with our sanitariums. We cannot afford to accept everyone who is willing to come. Great injury is done to our medical institutions when we connect with them inexperienced youth, who do not understand what it means to do faithful service for God. Every soul connected with our institutions is to be tested and tried. If self is not hid with Christ in God, the workers will blindly do many things that will hinder the precious work of God. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling, and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a share to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples. Those who have crowded into Battle Creek and are being held there see and hear many things that tend to weaken their faith and engender unbelief. They would gain a more practical knowledge in an effort to impart to others that which they receive of the Word of God. They should scatter out and be working in all our cities under the training of men who are sound in the faith. If those who teach these workers are true and loyal, a great work will be accomplished. There is to be a working of our cities as they never have been worked. That which should have been done 20, yes, more than 20 years ago, is now to be done speedily. The work will be more difficult to do now than it would have been years ago, but it will be done. Our work is made exceedingly hard because of many false theories that have to be met, and because of a dearth of efficient teachers and willing helpers. It is not the work of the Lord that so many are gathered in Battle Creek, receiving a mold which unfits them for the work of the Lord, till they are thoroughly converted. The Lord is to do a strange work very soon. A representation has been given me that I have not yet had strength to trace upon paper. I must know when to speak and when to keep silent. When the Lord bids me speak, I cannot keep silent. The Lord will work. Great facts will be revealed in the Word. There are rich experiences to be received from the great medical missionary. The knowledge of salvation through faith and a full trust in a personal God and a personal Savior will be manifest. Those who have held the beginning of their confidence firm unto the end will have the proof of the things which they have learned by personal experience. The gospel will be revealed and verified. The experience of the day of Pentecost will surely be repeated. Some will receive the Holy Spirit of truth, yea, some who are now in uncertainty. The Lord has given His word. For years He has been sending messages of warning, but by many they have been unheeded. Notwithstanding the repeated, urgent warnings God has given, many have been turned away from their original faith and are lost in the fog of error. They have refused to follow the light that God has given to point out the true path. Christ is the same Christ that He has ever been. He is our Redeemer. Those who have been striving to quench their thirst at broken cisterns, which can hold no water, need to be born again, that Christ may be formed within, the hope of glory. There are those who will never receive the gospel message in its fullness. They will never see the greater light and working of the Holy Spirit. There is a depth of depravity in unbelieving human nature that will never be healed, because the true light has been misinterpreted and misapplied. The Lord has given His Spirit in abundance of assurance to enable men and women to understand the fallacies and errors of Satan, and to guard against them. Some will soon turn from their deceptive errors and calculations. To those who will be born again, the Bible will become a new book. There is a higher elevation to reach. True faith is to take the place of unbelief. The living springs of the Word of God, with all their rich treasure, are to flow into the soul. The truth of the Christian religion depends upon the divine authority of the Word of God. The authority of the Word is yea and amen. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Our great need is to have Him formed within, the hope of glory. He is to come into our individual experience as a personal Savior. He is the foundation of our faith, the rock of ages. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. When Christ shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then will all men be convinced of the truth that God hath set apart him that is godly for himself. But the words of Isaiah will come to many minds. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet, and show my people their transgression, and the house of Jacob their sins. The 58th chapter of Isaiah gives a wonderful presentation of truth. I wish you could make me a visit at my home. I should indeed be pleased to see you and talk with you. Do nothing that will lead others to make of no account the long, determined resistance which has been shown to the messages sent by the Lord. We do not want the impression left on minds that our nurses should be educated and trained at Battle Creek. You are not to remove the impression that I have been trying to make, that our people are to be drawn away from Battle Creek. I have light regarding the impression that your going to Battle Creek would make on our people who have had placed before them many falsehoods regarding the work and influences there. Your going to Battle Creek in answer to the call you have received would not be in harmony with the light God has given me. If you cannot understand this, I can, and I will make every possible effort to save our people from being mixed up with the methods followed by some of the Battle Creek Sanitarium managers. The Lord would have Dr. Morse leave Battle Creek and labor where the light of truth has not been taught, and that he may break every thread of sophistry. The sophistry that there is no personal God and no personal Christ has been set forth, and still lives, to be brought forth and fastened upon human minds. I have seen satanic agencies leading and controlling minds of those who have taught these theories. Unless the snare is broken, ruin will result, as surely as to the house built upon the sand. Great trials are right upon us to test every soul. The end of the world is near at hand. We are not to consent to have our workers, God's workers, tied up in Battle Creek. Out of Battle Creek is my message. I understand perfectly the meaning of the invitation that has been sent you. You have not a sense of what it means, but I am to tell you that God has not given you the work of teaching nurses in Battle Creek, or in any way encouraging our youth to go there for their training. We must soon start a nurses' training school at Loma Linda. This place will become an important educational center, and we need the efforts of yourself and your wife to give the right mold to the work in this new educational center, and in Los Angeles, where there are many converts. If you see your way clear to labor a portion of this winter in Southern California, I think I could be with you, and I will help you all I can to open up the work. If you will gather about you a group of workers, and do for a time in Southern California a work similar to that which you have done in New York and Nashville, praying and working and doing the will of the Lord, God will not fail to show himself your helper, for you will be following where he has marked out the way. I do not propose that you divorce yourself permanently from the work in the cities of the southern states, but I ask you to come and help us start the work of training true medical missionaries in this very fruitful field, Southern California. If we turn unto the Lord with full purpose of heart, teaching in the places he indicates all things that he has commanded, we may be assured of the promise, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God is able and waiting to be gracious.